proprio per portarti in
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا وقال سبحانه وتعالى ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات وبشر الصابرين وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله هو الذي يهلكهم أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام رواه الإمام مسلم رحمه الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته أجمعين respected elders, our young friends, our sisters in Islam. Any individual who comes into the world, we must realize the world is a place of trials, the world is a place of fitna, difficulty and test. You will find the hadith mentioned by Imam Bukhari rahimahullah in Sahih Bukhari in the chapter of Kitab al-Da'wat where he mentions the du'as of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. And from the many du'as that Imam Bukhari alayhi rahmah has mentioned, he's mentioned one chapter he's mentioned, At-ta'awudh min fitnatil mahya wal mamat. Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, in his du'as, he used to ask Allah ta'ala protection against the trials, difficulties and the test of life and the test after life, yani after death. The dua of the Messenger of Allah, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min fitnatil mahya wal mamat. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min fitnatil masih ad-dajjal. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min al-ajzi wal kasl wal jubn wal bukhl. And then wa dala'id-dayn wa ghalabatil rijal. Min adab al-qabr. There are multiple du'as that you will find. Rasulullah alayhi has asked Allah ta'ala protection against, be it mental illness, min al-ham wal-hazan, physical incapacity, al-ajz wal-kasal, where you become incapable, where you become lazy, where you become heedless. These are all things Rasulullah has asked protection against from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, one of them is min fitnatil mahya wal mamat. Why? Because they are going to be tests in life. You know, today, people go through difficulties and we start wondering, why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put me through difficulty? The Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu salam has told me and you of a universal law. It's a universal law. Anyone who will come into this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, see, there's one place where there is only grief. There is one place where there is only aram, comfort, peace, tranquility. You know, wujuhun yawma'idhin na'ima, lisa'yaha radiyah, fi jannatin aliyah, la tasma'u fiha laghiyah, fiha aynun jariyah, you name it. You got all the comforts on one side, that is Jannah. On the other side, you got only grief, and that is hellfire. The combination of the two is this world. This world is made up of grief, difficulty, and test. So there is a universal principle that we find in the Quran. It's in Surah Al-Baqarah, it is ayat number 155. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقَصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنْفُزِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we will most certainly, and those brothers and sisters who understand the Arabic language, here you got وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ. Lam is for emphasis, is for ta'keed. It makes a kalam mu'akkad and more emphasized. We will most certainly give you difficulty in terms of fear, in terms of hunger, in terms of famine, in terms of decrease of wealth, you name it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me and you that principle. Not only did Allah give me and you that principle, the people will go through difficulty in life. Inshallah, I'm going to try and bring it back to Gaza. Inshallah, we will bring it back to Gaza and we will see a few things that I want to highlight, inshallah. Rasulullah, that is not only a universal principle and a law that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me and you and educated us in the Quran, Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, ayat number 155. And mashallah, you know, that is why whenever you are in difficulty, in discomfort, you say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. So now, the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, even the Messenger of Allah, went through immense difficulty. He went through immense difficulty. Number one, was Rasulullah not born an orphan? He lost his father even before the birth of the Messenger of Allah. Abdullah, the father of the Messenger of Allah, had already passed away. By the age of 6, he's lost his mother. By the age of 8, he's lost his grandfather, Abdul Muttalib, who was one of the pillars of support for the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam, in Makkah Mukarramah. Now, he's only got one individual left, and that is Abu Talib. Abu Talib also dies when Rasulullah is 50 years old. And he's got the inner supporter in the household, Hazrat Khadija. She is also lost as well. Hazrat Khadija also passes away. Rasulullah went through immense difficulties during the course of his lifetime. Immense difficulties. You tell me, it is so hard for a father to bury his children, male, female, during the course of his lifetime. Rasulullah was made to bury every single child, male, female, even his grandchildren during his lifetime. The only one who survived, the Messenger of Allah, was who? Sayyidah Fatima. Hazrat Fatima died 6 months after the Messenger of Allah passed away. Rasulullah passed away in the month of Rabiul Awwal, 11 AH. Sayyidah Fatima passed away in 11 AH in the month of Ramadan. Same year, 6 months later. Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam went through immense difficulties. That was the physical difficulties that Rasulullah went to. Then you got an individual who goes through immense mental torture as well. Rasulullah alayhi salam is going through immense difficulty in Makkah Mukarramah at the hands of the kuffar of Makkah Mukarramah, where they are calling the Messenger of Allah a madman. They're calling him Majnoon. They're calling him Sahir. They're calling him Sha'ir. He's a poet. He's a magician. Okay, he's this. And those people who follow him, they are fools. In other words, Na'udhu Billah, Muhammad is Majnoon. You know, you got mental torture that came to the way of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. At those times of difficulty, it's an immense difficulty for the Messenger of Allah. You believe me, a lot of people would break. A lot of people would break. We are maybe going through only financial difficulty. If I were to tell you, it won't be incorrect to say that Rasulullah alayhi salam in Makkah Mukarramah was bankrupt. Because that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. أَلَمْ يَجِدْكَ يَتِيمًا فَآوَى وَوَجَدَكَ ضَالًا فَهَدَى وَوَجَدَكَ عَائِلًا فَأَغْنَى. Did Allah Ta'ala not find you an orphan? And Allah Ta'ala gave you, أَلَمْ يَجِدْكَ يَتِيمًا فَآوَى. Allah gave you shelter. Did Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala not find you unaware and Allah gave you the knowledge? And did Allah Ta'ala not find you bankrupt and poor? فَأَغْنَى. And Allah Ta'ala made you independent because of the wealth of Khadija. Surah number 11, in terms of revelation, is وَالضُّحَى وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى. وَالضُّحَى وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى. In terms of revelation, it came down at number 11. Although in the sequence of the Quran, it comes at number 93. Surah number 12, أَلَمْ نَشْرَحْ لَكَ صَدْرَكَ. And that came down in terms of in terms of revelation, it came down at number 12. And in sequence of the Quran is number 94. So 93, 94, in terms of Tartibun Nuzul, it's 11 and 12. So it's one of the earliest surahs in Makkah Mukarramah, when Rasulullah ﷺ does not have much support. He's not really got much at all. At that time, Allah Ta'ala is reminding the Messenger of Allah ﷺ, at a time of immense difficulty, Rasulullah ﷺ is being reminded of what? فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. You know, this is for me and you, you know, this is something that we should take. And mashallah, you know, this is so beautiful. Those surahs in the Quran which have a profound message, Allah Ta'ala has made those surahs very, very short. You see why? So me and you, we can memorize those surahs and we can internalize the message of those surahs every single day in our lives. MashaAllah, we have these ayat on our tongues. We have these ayat on our tongues. فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. Those brothers who understand the Arabic language, you know the word inna. The word inna. How do you translate the word inna? Most certainly. You'll translate the word as indeed. But if you look at the grammatical use of the word inna, how in terms of Arabic grammar, how do you use the word inna? Harfun li'izalati shak. When you want to remove doubt, say example, someone comes to you and says, why are you in such grief? So mashallah, you say, but you know, I'm going through a lot of difficulty at home. Okay, and then mashallah, you say, the other person tells you, your difficulty is absolutely nothing. And then you respond back by saying, no, 100% my difficulty is very, very hard. I'm going through a lot of pain, a lot of difficulty. There you use the word, inna. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, inna ma'al usri yusra. Those brothers who understand the Arabic language, inna, you know, the mubtada with inna is what? It's yusr. It's not usr. So the focus in this ayat is on yusr, not on usr. You see why? Everyone knows what your difficulty is. Everyone knows. You know, you will say, if someone were to ask you, okay, what's your difficulty in life? Okay, someone might say, the person who sits next to me is my difficulty. Meaning at home. Someone might say something. So someone might say it's a physical. Someone say it's mental. Someone says it's financial. Someone says, you know, something else. It's about the kids. It's about the extended family. You name it. Everyone knows what their problems are. And that's what we are focusing on. But we don't realize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, alongside your problem, Allah has already given you the solution. And that is the yusr. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas commentating on this ayat, inna ma'al usri yusra, inna ma'al usri yusra. The word yusr has been mentioned twice, whereas the word usr is only mentioned once. You know, although it's mentioned twice, but those brothers who understand the Arabic language, when a ma'rifa is followed by a ma'rifa, it means the same thing. Whereas when a nakira means those words which have a tanween. Two zabar, two zair, two pesh. So inna ma'al usri yusran, inna ma'al usri yusran. In other words, this is why Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas used to say, any individual who goes through one anxiety, one grief, one pain, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala most certainly will give him, alongside that Allah will give you two ease. Although you don't realize. Why? Because yusr is nakira. Nakira means something who is unknown. When you say rajulun, it means a man. It can be any man. Rajulun means a man. If you say ar-rajul with alif lam at the beginning, it means a specific man. So you know who that is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying here in the Quran, in the ayat, he's saying yusran. And yusran means unknown. The ease is unknown. You don't realize, but the ease is most certainly there. So in other words, Allah ta'ala is focusing. Every single one of us, Allah Ta'ala is telling me and you, when you go through hardship and difficulty, you need to realize at the exact same time how much ease has Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala given you. You might have a headache. But alhamdulillah, you are able to see. Alhamdulillah, your hands are functioning, your legs are functioning. MashaAllah, your mind is also functioning. Okay, you are able to eat, you are able to talk, you are able to walk, you name it. at any given time when you are going through difficulty, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying there is also most certainly ease. And you know what is also interesting in this ayat? Look what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. He says, inna ma'al usri yusra. He uses the word ma'a. Allah doesn't say inna ba'da al-usri yusra. That means, you see, had Allah ta'ala said inna ba'da al-usri yusra, that means after the difficulty, Allah will give you ease. It will come, but it will come after some time. Allah is saying, no, inna ma'al usri yusra. Alongside the difficulty that you are currently experiencing, you will most certainly realize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you ease simultaneously at the same time. Khair, inshallah, if you look at the life of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, we mentioned, okay, how Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam went through immense difficulties. Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, see what happened. Rasulullah was forced, he went through difficulty first. Rasulullah went through difficulty first in Makkah Mukarramah, due to which Rasulullah had to migrate. He had to leave Makkah Mukarramah. You know, they say there is darkness before every dawn. There is darkness before every dawn. There are tears in every night before which, inshallah, you are going to get relief. Before the fatah and the victory comes, okay, there are trials, there are fitna, and there will be difficulties. If you look at the life of the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam, see, mashallah, this is inna ma'al usri yusra. Alongside the difficulty, there is ease, and there is much more ease. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the Messenger of Allah the battle of the victory in Badr. That came after immense difficulties that Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam suffered in Makkah Mukarramah. Look at Hudaybiyah. No one understood the treaty of Hudaybiyah. Imam Bukhari rahimahullah, in the chapter of Kitab al-Shurut, where he's mentioned about conditions, because there were a lot of conditions that were stipulated against the Muslims on the occasion of Hudaybiyah. Rasulullah alayhi salam agreed to every single one of them. Rasulullah agreed to every single condition. Look at Hudaybiyah. No one understood the treaty of Hudaybiyah. No one. Sayyidina Umar came to the Messenger of Allah and said, Messenger of Allah, alasna ala al-haq wa hum ala al-batil. Are we not on the truth and they are on falsehood? Why do we suppress ourselves to the extent that we are, and we are agreeing to the treaty with the kuffar of Makkah Mukarrama? Messenger of Allah, we are right on the verge. Why can we not enter into Makkah Mukarrama? We are in the state of Ihram. We will perform Umrah. And if we have to fight, we will fight. Rasulullah said no. You see, because no one understood. We can see the difficulty, but yusr is nakira, we can't see it because it's unknown. Those brothers who understand the Arabic language, like I've already mentioned to you, al-usr is ma'rifah. You ask everyone here, everyone, what are your difficulties? They'll give you an entire list. But sometimes in that difficulty, you don't see the ease that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me and you. Sometimes we do not realize, mashallah, there is a lot of ease. You know, even in the difficulty, you ask yourselves, it could have been a lot worse. It could have been a lot worse. Inshallah, we come back now to the situation in Gaza and the Islamic world. We know people are going through immense difficulty currently in Gaza. But mashallah, inna ma'al usri yusra. Alhamdulillah, we're lucky that Trump did not get the Nobel Prize. I don't know if you saw the breaking news, mashallah, the Venezuelan opposition leader, mashallah, she got the Nobel Prize. Okay, if you were to hear that Donald Trump, he was voted and he got the Nobel Prize, mashallah, there is something seriously wrong in the world. Really, there is something that a convicted offender can become a Nobel Prize winner to acknowledge, mashallah, his khair. Anyway, you know, it was Gaza is a man-made thing, and it was in their hands to dissolve it. They can implant explosives in pages, and they can have simultaneously hundreds of people die, but they can't find the hostages in Gaza. That has completely, you know, it's completely ruined, but they can't find it. Why? Not finding the hostages was in their benefit. To be honest with you, it was in their benefit. But inshallah, وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ. They plan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best of planners. So inshallah, we learn, You know, from the those brothers who read Surah Kahf every single Friday, I urge you, inshallah, if you read the latter part of this surah, i.e. in the 16th juz, if you read the story of Dhulqarnain, the story of Dhulqarnain, Allah Ta'ala mentions four stories in Surah Al-Kahf. You've got the story of Ashabul Kahf, and then you've got the story of the two individuals, the two people with the gardens, and then you've got the story of Sayyidina Musa Ma'al-Khadr, Musa Ma'al Khadr. Imam Bukhari rahimahullah in Ahadith al-Anbiya, where he's mentioned about Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he's mentioned the lengthy version of the entire story. Imam Bukhari in Kitab al-Ilm has mentioned 2-3 places the entire long version of that story. In Kitab al-Tafsir, in the commentary of Surah al-Kahf, Imam Bukhari again has mentioned the entire story of Sayyidina Musa Ma'al Khadr. So that is story number 3. Story number 4, Dhulqarnain. What does the story of Dhulqarnain tell me and you? Allah Ta'ala tells me and you of a zalim community, a zalim nation, and how they used to oppress the community before Dhulqarnain came and resolved the matter for them. Dhulqarnain came, and mashallah, the people complained, okay, we have people on the other side of the town and the village, okay, that are very, very oppressive. They are very, very strong. They are much stronger than what we are. They've got the resources. They've got the weapons. They've got money. They've got power. They've got everything. Today, it's exactly the same thing is being enacted, what happened in the time of Sayyidina Dhulqarnain. This is happening today in Gaza. On one side, you've got Zalim. You've got those who are supporting the oppressors with their, every single time it's vetoed in the UN, every time it is vetoed. Who is doing the veto? It's either the United States of America. It's majority of the times, you know, mashallah, they just can't see on the other side. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us on the right side of history. You know, the world will remember these very zalims. So on one side, you've got Yajuj Majuj. Today we have the awlad of Yajuj Majuj. Be it in the form of whoever they are, be it America, be it whoever they are, all those individuals who can't see the genocide after having killed, according to their estimations, 67,121 individuals and over 20,000 children, 1,701 doctors being killed and still counting, and then 276 journalists being killed and absolutely wiped out, and those people who are coming for aid, okay, and you can't even deliver the aid. And starvation and famine being used as a weapon against complete innocent individuals just in the name of terrorism. Okay, these people are terrorists. And you know, but you've got kids, you're bombing hospitals. There's hardly any hospital left in Gaza. And still they can't see it. These are Yajuj Majuj that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran. But inshallah, you want to become on the right side of them, and you want to become the likes of Dhulqarnain. So on one side, you got the Zul. And look what the Messenger of Allah said. I quoted the hadith in the beginning. Imam Muslim, rahimahullah, has quoted the hadith. Inna Allaha huwa alladhi yahlikuhum. What did Rasulullah say? Yajuj, Majuj are a force that no one will be able to kill. Not even Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. Because Yajuj, Majuj will come after the destruction of Dajjal. Dajjal will be killed. Who will come after that? Yajuj Majuj. When Yajuj Majuj come, even Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu salam will take the people and he will engross in dua. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, Oh Isa, even you won't be able to deal with Yajuj Majuj. This is such a community, brutal community, that have all the power. They will cause havoc in the world. They will spread everywhere during the zamana of Isa alayhi salam, after the time of Dajjal. They will spread everywhere. They will apparently kill everyone on the surface of the earth. And then they will take arrows and they will shoot them to the sky. Allah will send them back contaminated with blood, colored with blood. And then Yajuj Majuj will rejoice. We've even killed the one in the sky. I.e. we've killed Allah as well. The Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu salam is saying, Inna alladhi huwa yahlikuhum. Oh Isa alayhi salam, you don't have power over them. It will only be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that will deal with them. Today you have forces in the world, okay, that are enacting the zulm of Yajuj Majuj. On the other side, it is me and you, it is our duty that we are going to become like Dhulqarnain. You want to be those individuals that are going to support. What did Dhulqarnain, when he came to that community, what did he say? فَأَعِينُونِي بِقُوَّةِ أَجْعَلْ بَيْنَكُمْ وَبَيْنَهُمْ رَدْمًا. Give me some strength. Give me some assistance. What will I do? I will make a barrier between you and them. I will make a barrier. And that barrier was a wall that Sayyidina Dhulqarnain made. MashaAllah, our barrier is your dua. Our barrier is that you raise awareness for the plight of the Muslim brothers and sisters. You believe me? The Irish politicians have put me and you to shame. When was the last time you spoke to a non-Muslim colleague at work and you tried to convince him, okay, that this is a genocide and you're not scared? Today, you believe me, I'm me included. We are scared to speak about the plight of the people of Gaza because we will be labeled anti-Semitic. You know, you ask yourselves, and I'm asking myself, when was the last time you raised some awareness amongst your work colleagues in regards to what's happening? Look at the politicians in the Irish Parliament. Look at them. Look at the politicians in Australia. Inshallah, these people are speaking openly against the senators, against the government, and saying, you have to call out a genocide as a genocide. You have to... These people must be brought to the war crime tribunals of the world for war crimes. Saddam, and mashallah, that very individual now is going to become the ambassador in who? In Gaza. How can you trust someone in 45 minutes, you know, Saddam can use a nuclear bomb. And subhanAllah, he had nothing at all. And these are the very criminals that are walking absolutely free on the surface of the earth, and they are given millions and millions of pounds for one speech in the world. Oh, mashallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bas Allah ta'ala deal with them. May Allah deal with them. Inna Allah huwa alladhi yuhlikuhum. It will be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will deal with them. But for me and you, we need to be on the right side of the people of Gaza. We want to be the like of Dhulqarnain. We want to be the ones who support them, raise awareness, make dua for them. When was the last time you made dua for our brothers and sisters in Gaza? Though, as if someone was in critical care, in hospital, in a coma. I'm not saying inshallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not take anyone. But is that the way we are making dua? Someone asked a saint of Allah, a wali of Allah, someone asked him a beautiful question. Someone asked him, what is Ismul A'zam? What is Ismul A'zam? Ismul A'zam is the dua that you, the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you use that name, and then you make dua, Allah ta'ala will readily accept your dua. That is called Ismul A'zam. So someone asked the saint of Allah, what is Ismul A'zam? And you know what he said? You take the name of Allah as if you were drowning and you recognize the only one who can save you is Allah. What is your kayfiyat of your heart when you are drowning and you take the name of Allah? The way you take your name of Allah there, that is how you take the name of Allah for the Palestinian brothers and sisters, and then you make dua. And then you see if the assistance of Allah will not come. And then inshallah, right at the end in that surah, and this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala finishes surah Kahf, فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُوا لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. We have to change our lives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, you are going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tomorrow. If you have the hope of meeting Allah, and if you have yaqeen that you are going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to change our lives. We can't continue the way we were 2 years ago before October the 7th, 2023, after seeing the brutality in the world, and despite that we continue with our birthday parties, we continue with our celebrations, we continue with our haram lifestyles, we need to change, and that is the best way, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concludes the surah, فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُوا لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا. We have to change our lives, we have to do amal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ خَيْرِ خَلْقِهِ مُحَمَّدُ وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَأَصْحَابِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
Brothers and sisters, inshallah, just the one announcement, inshallah. Haji Riyaz Asab, mashallah, our regular musalli, they are opening a shop tomorrow in 6 Slaxbury Hatch, which is opposite the Northbrook Masjid. So inshallah, they are opening a grocery shop tomorrow at 12 p.m. in the afternoon, inshallah. So everyone is encouraged to come and visit, inshallah. And there will be, inshallah, there will be food as well. So anyone who comes, inshallah, please do come, inshallah. And you know, this is our duty, that we should support Muslim businesses in the area. Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi, rahimahullah, when he heard of a king, a Nawab at the time, he heard of a Nawab in Hyderabad. Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi, rahimahullah, from Thana Bhavan, which was quite far, at his own cost, he went to visit him and he went to meet him. And he said, I just wanted to see that mashallah, Allah Ta'ala has given Muslims wealth as well. So I just wanted to see it and I wanted to become happy. Okay, that money that you spend in a Muslim shop, I mean, example, the money that you will spend in a Muslim shop, mashallah, they will take out zakat, mashallah, they will take out sadaqat, they will take out other financial, financial money, you know, the money that they will take out, inshallah, that is going to help our brothers, sisters all around the world. So inshallah, you will get the reward of sadaqah as well. So support Muslim businesses in the area. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. So tomorrow, inshallah, you know where it is, near Northbrook Masjid, at 12 o'clock, inshallah, will be the opening, inshallah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'alas salah. Hayya 'alas salah. حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا يا أيها الناس اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها المؤمنون أذكركم ونفسي بتقوى الله فهي الزاد العظيم في الشدائد والمصائب واعلموا أن من أعظم ما يثلج القلب ويقوي الصبر في المحن أن تستحضر دواما وعد رب الحق إن مع الأسر يسرا إن مع الأسر يسرا لقد كرر الله سبحانه وتعالى هذه الآية حتى يعمق في قلوب المؤمنين أن الأسر عسر ليس منفصلا عن اليسر بل هو معه وأن الفرج ليس بالضرورة بعد العسر بل في وسطه ومعه وهذا من رحمة الله بعباده وقد فصل العلماء هذا الوعد بأن في كل محنة منحة وفي كل ضيق فرج ولكن ليس بالضرورة أن يراء الفرج في اللحظة التي يطلب فيها بل قد يكون معه أو بعد لحظة أو في شكل لم نكن نتوقعه أيها الإخوة إن الشدائد تخبر بها بها النفوس وتقوى بها العزائم وينكشف فيها معدن الإيمان. فمن صبر عند الشدة واستعان بالله فإن الله لا يضيع أجر المحسنين. بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم. إنه تعالى جواد كريم ملك بر رؤوف رحيم، فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله وصلاة وسلاما على رسول الله، أما بعد، يا عباد الله، إنما تمر به أمتنا اليوم وما يعانيه الأشقاء في غزة من ألم وحصار وقصف وتشريد ودمار هو من أعظم التجارب التي تختبر بها الأمة. كثير من الأبناء فقدوا آباءهم وبيوتهم تهدمت ومصادر رزقهم انقطعت والمآسي لا تحصر. إن هؤلاء إخواننا وأخواتنا وقلوبنا تنزف حين نراهم بهذا الحال، وإن النكبة التي يعيشونها ليست حادثة عابرة بل امتداد لمعاناة طول الزمن. ومع ذلك فإن وعد الله لا يخلف، لنتذكر أن اليسر مع العسر، وقد يكون الوقف خطوة نحو مخرج. لندعو الله عز وجل أن يجعل هذه التهدئة بداية سلام دائم، وأن يعيد للأشقاء في غزة أمنهم وأمانهم، وأن يعز الإسلام وأهله. يا أحباب الله، ندعو إن شاء الله أن اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى المبارك، اللهم انصرهم على من عاداهم، اللهم ارزقهم الأمن والأمان والسلام والإيمان، اللهم فرج كربهم، اللهم اشف مرضاهم، اللهم ارحم وتقبل شهداءهم، اللهم أعينهم، اللهم انصرهم وثبت أقدامهم، اللهم اربط على قلوبهم وكن لهم عونا ونصيرا يا قوي يا عزيز. اللهم حرر المسجد الأقصى المبارك من الظلم والعدوان، واجعله آمنا مطمئنا لعبادك المصلين. اللهم اجعل لنا فيه صلاة قبل الممات. يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله تعالى يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وعز وجل وأهم وأتم وأعظم وأكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. Move forward, inshallah. Please fill in all the gaps, inshallah. And please, your garments above the ankles, brothers, your phones on silent.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
سووا الصفوف فإن تسوية الصفوف من إقامة الصلاة، وصلوا صلاة المودعين يا عباد الله. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. والضحى والليل إذا سجى، ما ودعك ربك وما قلى، وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى، ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى، ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى، ووجدك ضالا فهدى، ووجدك عائلا فأغنى، فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر، وأما السائل فلا تنهر، وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. كثيرا طيبا مباركا في الله أكبر. سبحان ربي الأعلى. سبحان ربي الأعلى. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك، فإن مع العسر يسرا، إن مع العسر يسرا، فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. سبحان ربي الأعلى. سبحان ربي الأعلى. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. تحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام عليكم وعلى عباد الناس. اللهم صل على السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله ربي من كل ذنب واتوب إليه. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام، تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم عنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت، ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان، ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا، ربنا إنك الرؤوف الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.
chair. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, brothers and sisters. Alhamdulillah, our brother Muhammad Riaz Sahab, his name is Muhammad Riaz, is opening a new halal meat shop in Harlow, and the location is is the location 6 Salisbury Hatch, Hare Street, Harlow, CM19 4ET. So, and alhamdulillah, it's a 100% halal meat shop, butcher shop, and the name of shop is Al Aqsa. So, and there's so many African foods and Asian foods, groceries and fruits and vegetables, and tomorrow inshallah ta'ala, and the official opening will be on Saturday 11th of October, and the time 12 o'clock. And inshallah ta'ala, Maulana Salim Saab, he is coming tomorrow, and dua and some speech, small speech. So please participate and attend and support our brother. Jazakallah. The name is Al Aqsa, Butcher and World Foods, 6 Salisbury Hatch, Harlow, CM19 4ET. Abdul Khalik sir.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين وبه نستعين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. I'm standing outside to do the collection for Gaza, and thank you for very much all for your donations, and may Allah accept from everyone. And what is the step to do much better than that, inshallah, because you're already doing your best. So now I got an idea how you can do much more than that, which by you individual, each one of you can create his own charity by collecting and spreading the word to all his relatives, friends, and the community around him. Yeah, they can donate to him, and he can gather the money, give it in cash or bank transfer to Seats of Goodness, and inshallah we guarantee that this money will reach the needed in Gaza. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Ad-dallu 'ala al-khayri kafa'ilih," the one who show the good deed, Allah will give him the same reward of the one who doing this good deed on his behalf without minusing any reward from the one who giving it. For example, if you show me how to give £10 for the sake of Allah to the right people, so I will give it. Yeah. For example, Allah give me 100 good deeds. Yeah. So Allah will give you 100 good deeds because you guide me to it, without minusing my 100 good deed. So I ask Allah to accept from everyone. I ask Allah to guide us all to the khair. And as well, now we have Seeds of Goodness YouTube channel. And that is very important in this time. We need from you to subscribe to this channel and to click like to the videos. And you understand why we have to do that, because the people, they like to see how many subscribers, how many viewers, that give more authenticity and trust to the charity. Yeah, and as well send the link of the YouTube to all your relatives. Jazakum Allah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم أما بعد فإن من سعادة العبد أن يرزقه الله تعالى حب حبيبه الكريم وكيف لا يكون هذا وحبه عليه الصلاة والسلام من شروط الإيمان فقد روى الإمام البخاري رحمه الله تعالى عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده وروى الإمام مسلم رحمه الله تعالى عن أنس رضي الله عنه قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يؤمن عبد حتى أكون أحب إليه من أهله وماله والناس أجمعين كما أن محبته صلى الله عليه وسلم من أسباب خير الدنيا والآخرة فمحبته صلى الله عليه وسلم من أسباب حصول حلاوة الإيمان فقد روى الشيخان رحمهما الله تعالى عن أنس رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ثلاث من كن فيه وجد بهن حلاوة الإيمان قال أي قال ثلاث من كن فيه وجد بهن حلاوة الإيمان أن يكون الله ورسوله أحب إليه مما سواهما وأن يحب المرأة لا يحبه إلا لله وأن يكره أن يعود في الكفر كما يكره أن يقذف في النار ومحبته صلى الله عليه وسلم أيضا ستكون سبب مرافقته في دار النعيم فقد روى الشيخان رحمهما الله تعالى عن عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه قال جاء رجل إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كيف تقول في رجل أحب قوما ولم يلحق بهم فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المرء مع من أحب والمراد بقوله صلى الله عليه وسلم المرء مع من أحب أي في الجنة أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم لقد جاءكم رسول من أنفسكم عزيز عليه ما عنتم حريص عليكم بالمؤمنين رؤوف رحيم يرزقنا الله وإياكم محبة نبيه الكريم صلى الله عليه وسلم وآله وأصحابه أجمعين أستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعصهما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وأزواجه وذريته قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر وأصدقهم حيان عثمان وأقضاهم علي رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين وفاتمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنها والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنهما وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله رضي الله تعالى عنه اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم والسلطان ظل الله في الأرض من أهان سلطان الله في الأرض أهانه الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وأجل وأهم وأتم وأعظم وأكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
Switch off your mobile phones. Keep prostrate, please. Put the heel on the yellow line. Jazakallah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. Hayya ala salah. Hayya ala al-falah. Qad qamatis salah. Qad qamatis salah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah.
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ألم تر كيف فعل ربك بأصحاب الفيل ألم يجعل كيدهم في تضليل وأرسل عليهم طيرا أبابيل ترميهم بحجارة من سجيل فجعلهم كعصف مأكول الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفره إنه كان توابا الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
الله أكبر استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله بسم الله الذي لا إله إلا هو بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا إننا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين لا إله إلا الله نستغفر الله نسألك الجنة ونعوذ بك من النار اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من البرص والجنون والجذام ومن سيء الأسقام لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين بفضل سبحان ربك رب العزة يما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.